You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covesta Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covesta, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Once again, Kimberly, welcome to Covesta Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So today, I understand we're talking about some of the key factors that affect investment returns and what investors can do about those. Let's get started.
So I think it's important for investors to have a sense of what are the key factors that affect their investments and what they can do about them. So during this show, I'm going to focus on six things: asset allocation, fees, taxes, consumption, market movements, and inflation.
So how do you suggest that investors think about these six different items?
The key question to think about is whether or not you can control, influence, or neither control nor influence each of these factors. So, Eric, think about three concentric circles. In the middle, at the center, is the circle that represents what you can control. It is the smallest circle. What you can control is certainly the smallest circle. The next circle surrounds the control circle, and it represents the things that you can influence. And the outermost circle of the three, so the third circle, represents things that you can neither control nor influence as an investor.
If you would, let's go ahead and start with the things that one can control.
So as an investor, you can control two things. You can control your asset allocation and the fees you pay. And Eric, as we've discussed before, you know, your asset allocation is the mix of investments in your portfolio. Equities versus bonds versus cash versus other types of investments. And with each of these categories, you make decisions regarding the specific areas on which you want to focus. You determine your target allocation, and you can rebalance to that target periodically. And several time-tested studies do find that asset allocation is the primary determinant of investment returns over time.
So let's look at the second thing that one can control.
So the first thing, you can control your asset allocation. The second thing is the fees that you pay. And fees related to investments include advice fees, fees related to specific investments, you know, mutual fund fees, ETF fees, transaction costs such as commissions and custody costs. And as we've discussed before on Covesta Radio, over time, fees can have a dramatic impact on investment returns. So we advise financial consumers to pay close attention to the fees they pay.
Oh, certainly. And so we understand that we can control our asset allocation and the fees that we pay. Which of the two factors can we influence?
Taxes and consumption. So the taxes that we pay on investment income have a huge impact on portfolio returns. And investment income includes interest payments, dividends, capital gains, and any other profit that's made from an investment. For an investor who pays taxes, what matters is not really gross returns, but what goes into your pocket after all taxes and fees have been paid. So there was a study that Morningstar did looking at the period from 1926 to 2011, and a hypothetical stock return of 9.8% shrank to 7.7% after taxes, leaving the investor with 2.1% less investment income in hand. So taxes are a key, you know, a key factor. Consumption. Consumption is the other factor that you can influence. Ideally, an investor's cost of living is such that their excess funds to contribute to the investment portfolio on a regular basis, right, rather than withdrawing funds to support lifestyle. So the natural question is, how do you influence your taxes and consumption? Well, with taxes, and again, you know, we don't provide tax advice here, but, you know, some general guidelines. With taxes, you can seek to hold investments for at least a year so that you qualify for long-term capital gains treatments. And you can also tax loss harvest, which is methodically kind of offsetting gains and losses during the year. With consumption, Eric, I'm afraid the answer is to spend less and invest more. And it sounds like diet and exercise, if you ask me. But that is the answer.
We are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So that leaves us with the third category, things that investors can neither control nor influence.
Well, the two big things that fall into this category are movements of the market and inflation. It almost goes without saying that an individual person, you know, make that an individual person who's not the chairman of the Fed or another key influencer, cannot impact the return of the stock market. We all, you know, we wish we could, but we certainly can't. What you can influence or perhaps even control is the time horizon of your investments. That is, you know, the length of time until you need to actually be pulling from your investment portfolio. While there can be no guarantees, of course, history does show that the longer the investment time period, the higher the likelihood for a positive investment return. The second factor that you cannot control, inflation. Inflation erodes an investor's purchasing power over time. So per one source, inflationdata.com, the average inflation rate for the 100 years from 1913 to 2013 was over 3%. So the thing to do, in my opinion, is just to be aware of this inflation rate and to adjust your investment strategy accordingly, or to have a discussion with your investment advisor about how inflation might affect your particular situation.
In conclusion, Kimberly, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic that we have been covering?
Well, the investment management industry often focuses on what an individual investor's returns were versus market benchmarks. But in my opinion, there are a couple of other factors that investors should be looking at. The most important metric is looking at change in real net worth. And so how is real net worth calculated? In brief, it's your return on your investments less three factors: investment expenses and fees, taxes, and inflation.
As always, great information. Kimberly, thanks so much once again for spending some time with us here today on Covestor Radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. We do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.